Dak had his boots on today and was training, did the warm-up with the group, and then went off and did some stuff with the medical team and some kicking balls about and running around poles. I think generally when they're doing that, he'll see whether there's a reaction. If he comes in tomorrow morning and says he feels great, then he'll probably join in with us. Dara's not on the grass yet, and yet the scans and the x-rays are all showing pretty clear. So we're hopeful that that's going to be a shorter period rather than a longer period as well. But he's, as I said, he's not on the grass, so he won't be available at the weekend. But we're hoping it's not going to be long.
Frustrating one for you and the lad, I'd imagine, that one, when there's not a lot showing up on the scans.
Yeah, I think what's showing up is that it's an old injury. It has got some inflammation around it, a bit of fluid. But the positive thing is that there's no extra damage done to it. And yet the physio did say to me, no, it could be a few days or it could be a few weeks, depending on the pain, that it, how he deals with the pain. But the positive thing is there's no, you know, broken metatarsal, what we were thinking it might have been.
Can I just ask you about Bradley Dack this week, Tony? It's been a week where he's made newspaper headlines, yeah, which I'm sure are far from ideal from a manager's point of view. Yeah. Have you had this before in your career, and how's the best way of dealing with it?
I think I've had everything in my career, to be honest. I've been doing it, I don't know, 14 or 15 years now, and I've had lots and lots. You know, I was telling someone the other day, I think my first ever day of management, of, you know, 2003, 2004, my centre-forward had headbutted an Elvis impersonator. That was my first ever having to deal with a centre-forward who'd done something that he regretted. But so players being photographed outside clubs with, I was going to say famous females there, I'm not sure, but with personalities, I think, listen, I've had a long chat with Bradley. I think he's actually a great kid. I think he understands, he's only young, he's 23, he understands that this is an opportunity for him where he's got a kick on in his football career now, and he can see the rewards of football if he's good enough, if he focuses enough, if he works hard enough, if he concentrates on all the aspects of the game that he needs to improve on. And he's been very humble about the mistake of being photographed at a certain time after a negative result, particularly as he had a slight strain. And yet there are circumstances around it which I don't need to go into, family issues, that I'm fully on board with Bradley. I think he's a young guy, and I've never said that they have to be monks. They're young lads who do what young lads do. But the team had a day off after that game because we didn't get back till half past one in the morning, and it's no good. It works counterproductive bringing them in the next day, really. I think the best way to recover is to sleep. And I've got no issues with him. I think he fully understands his responsibilities to the club, to supporters of our club, to the owners of our club, you know, to myself and his teammates. And you know, I'm looking forward to him getting fit and showing everybody what a talent he is.
Have there been developments in terms of the midfield player that you mentioned on Tuesday evening?
As I said, I think there's I would like to think we've got potentially two or three additions coming I don't know whether it's a day or whether it's a week or whether it's 2 weeks, just to bolster the squad. And so I said to you, the numbers I feel a little bit light, and yet certain areas of the pitch we've got plenty of choices, other areas of the pitch we're down to the bare bones. And so I'm just trying to add the right ones, and then once it's done, we'll shut the door and we'll get on with the group. Things aren't quite as quick as you would like sometimes, and yet, is there any progression? Yes, I think so. I think we're a day closer to doing a deal. And then the other potential other couple of deals, they're ticking along, they're moving along. We're having discussions. We can't do that. We might be able to do this. We can't do that. That's how it goes, really. You know, it's like any sort of negotiation, either with a club or with an agent or with a player. And we're just moving them along, and hopefully we'll come to a positive end.